RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek, on RadioMD.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Now, female heart health. Well, this is Her Radio after all, but what are those exercises that we need to do to be able to optimize our feminine heart health? We have with us Dr. Jennifer Haith, and she is a practicing cardiologist as well as assistant professor of medicine at Columbia University Medical Center and co-director for the Women's Center for Cardiovascular Health. Oh boy, so Jennifer, talk to us about women's heart health. You know, I think most women are just running around saying, well, whatever, maybe I'll just sort of hang out on a treadmill a little bit or walk around the block. Is that enough?
Well, I think the most important thing, first of all, is for women to finally recognize that heart disease is really their biggest threat in life. It's the number one killer, more than all cancers combined. And I think just acknowledging that has actually been hard for women. And publicly, you know, many women don't talk about it. So it's just nice to be even having the conversation out there and spreading the word so that women, you know, can realize that heart disease is really going to affect them in their lifetime and that they need to take proactive steps to really keep themselves in good shape.
Yeah, I think that's really important because I think, you know, we're both physicians, and you know that most women are freaking out about breast cancer,
right.
And they think that that's number one. It's not. It's heart.
No.
It's heart disease,
and it's heart disease.
They really need to take it seriously. I bet most women don't even know what their flipping cholesterol is, yet they could tell you what their husband or partner's cholesterol is, or maybe the dog's cholesterol, but they don't know their own. You know,
it's pretty crazy. And women are the caregivers, right? Which is what you're saying there, is that all their husbands and spouses and partners are all being taken care of, and like they're not taking care of themselves. So exercise is a crucial part of protecting your heart health. So even before heart disease develops, it's important to be active, to not lead a sedentary lifestyle. And that includes aerobic, but also core fitness. So people need to get moving, start walking, do activities to start to get their heart rate up, but they also need to do things that improve balance and strength and flexibility. And all of these things actually help people sleep. They feel more relaxed. It helps with your blood pressure and your baseline heart rate. So these are all, you know, important things to do even before a diagnosis of heart disease.
Okay, so we have a woman out there, let's just say she's about 45, she's teetering on the brink of, you know, going on high blood pressure meds, she's been, you know, threatened, you know, with cholesterol meds, and she's saying, okay, well, you know, I never have the time, and what's the absolute least amount of exercise someone that her, you know, in her position really should have? So let's just sort of go through it. Monday through Sunday, how often should she do what?
I mean, really, all of us at any age should be doing between 30 and 40 minutes of exercise 5 days a week.
What kind of exercise?
That's the goal. So actually, moderately strenuous aerobic exercise. But that can include walking quickly. So what I tell people who haven't been doing a lot of activity and who need to start moving is start by walking, especially it's summertime, the weather's good, early in the morning or in the evening when it's cooler outside. Start by walking 10 minutes. Start by walking 15 minutes. Walk to a place that normally you might drive or, you know, jump in a taxi if you're living in a city. Start by those kinds of things. Get up and walk at work. Take a walk around during your lunch break. Walk somewhere to buy your lunch that you don't normally go. Because even that little amount of getting off of your chair and walking is important. But the goal is to build up to 4 to 5 times a week, 30 to 40 minutes of activity.
I love it. And then women are probably sitting back saying, well, I'll just get to that when I'm 50 years old or, you know. whatever. You know how women do it. It's sort of like, well, we'll get to it whenever. And that is when everyone else's needs are taken care of. So, you know, the motivation there, you know, it's hard because, you know, with heart disease, you don't really see something. You know,
right.
You haven't grown a third arm or something, or right. Your forehead didn't turn purple. And so you can't really see blood pressure until, of course, you have that lovely stroke or, right. You know, whatever else. How do you motivate your own clients when you're talking to them? You know, just like you're talking to our Her Radio listeners right now, what would you say to someone who's, you know, kind of coming up with every excuse in the book?
Well, one thing that I found actually to be really helpful and fun is I try to bring technology a bit into their everyday life. So, you know, I found a couple of apps that I think are really fun for people to use, and I've actually been shocked at how many people have come back and told me that they've used it and they really like it. And one that I think is really, really fun is called C to 5K or Couch to 5K. And basically, the idea is you're sitting on the couch, you're a person who does no exercise, and what they do is they take you over like a 7-week period, they get you up to being able to run, and they do it in intervals. So the app will say to you, you're going to jog for 10 seconds, walk for 15 seconds, now jog for 60 seconds and stop for 60 seconds, and it builds you up, and it's very interactive, and I found a lot of success with things like that, or trying to get people onto certain meal plans. Women tell them, you know, have you tried just changing what you eat for a week? Just, you know, start writing down a food diary. Take note of when you're eating bad food, junk food. What if you just switch, not even how much you're eating, but the kinds of food you're eating? And I feel like, you know, it does take a certain amount of personal motivation to get going and do these things. But someone starts to see results when they try it, and I think then it becomes, like, more self-fulfilling and helpful.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, I mean, what's fun is you're also using apps and you're using technology in kind of a cool way, too, which really helps. And by the way, you know, that kind of app really brings up something like a high-intensity interval training.
Exactly.
And it's all relative to that individual. Obviously, if someone is, you know, sitting on a couch all day and now they're actually amping it up to even a brisk walk, for them, that's high-intensity interval training. You take them up for 30 seconds, bring them back down again, back and forth. We know for a fact that that's a superb way to optimize the removal of excess fat on the human body, especially that intra-abdominal visceral fat, which is so highly associated with heart disease, as you're so well aware. Do you see a lot of women who are really trying to struggle with their weight as well as their heart disease risk? How do you approach that with them?
Right. Well, I tell them that it's not about absolute weight necessarily. I mean, obviously, being overweight is not great for anybody if they're very overweight, but there's more data to support now that being at a moderate level of weight isn't actually necessarily so bad. And so what I say to them is, like, stop worrying about getting thin and start thinking about getting fit, and then the thinness will follow. You know, it's like, you know, start the app, do the 7-minute workout, and then all of a sudden you're like, I lost 2 pounds, I lost 3 pounds. You know, just cutting food out alone isn't going to work. You have to, like, incorporate an entire healthy lifestyle in order to make yourself better. And even for people who've had a heart attack, I tell them, you know, one of the huge things is that they can't be afraid to start exercising after they've had a heart attack. So I tell them, you can exercise, and there's ways to go about starting and doing it, and you need to embrace that because it's not scary. You can do certain exercises, and you just need to follow certain guidelines and continue to get healthy thereafter.
Oh, I think that that's such a huge and really important point, not just for women, but also for men. You know, so many people are just terrified after they've had some kind of event. But, you know, what we're trying to do is prevent the event in the first place. And this is what's so terribly important. I wish there were more doctors out there like you. Geez, we've been talking to Dr. Jennifer Haith, who is a cardiologist up at Columbia University Medical Center, co-director for the Women's Center for Cardiovascular Health. Hey, get her on Twitter at Dr. Jen, J-E-N-N, Haythe, H-A-Y-T-H-E. Ask her a question or two. Torture her with all kinds of interesting questions. Get those details about your heart health. Thanks for being on Her Radio talking about exercises for women's heart health. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.